Money on your outdoor project? Now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
All right, let's do it. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins.
Uh-huh.
Well, of all the news out there today, I think the one that has many people concerned is that the FBI is concerned about a coordinated terror attack in the United States that would be similar to the Moscow concert hall attack.
Oh, yeah. So it's the white supremacist organizations and the MAGA bros that they're worried about?
I think it's pro-lifers.
Pro-lifers, they're worried about that, huh?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I think it's within the realm of ISIS-K.
Got it.
Well, I just crossed Baptist off the list, too.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Yeah.
All right. Christopher Wray, the FBI director, said, looking back over my career in law enforcement, I'd be hard-pressed to think of a time where so many threats to our public safety and national security were so elevated all at once. But that is the case as I sit here today. Okay.
Mm.
He said that an increasing threat in the United States is the potential for a coordinated attack here in the homeland, akin to the ISIS-K attack we saw at the Russia concert hall a couple of weeks ago. Now, I think that's probably true because we have certainly a number of people now in our country. We don't know who they are. Some people we do know who they are. They're known terrorists. But we don't know where they're at in the country right now.
No, because catch and release is the is what we're supposed to be doing at the border, apparently.
Yes. At the same time, there's the big push to renew Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA. So people are wondering, okay, is this just to scare people so that they can spy on Americans some more? Not quite sure, but I think there is probably a threat.
Yeah.
Just because of the fact of, yeah, we have known terrorists in the country right now.
Well, it's a situation where both things can be true, that you do actually have something lingering out there. And you also see the FBI in a position where they can retain some of the power that they've enjoyed over the last several years to, I don't know, fix elections, to try to sink a presidency. They like having that power, and so they want to leverage the situation.
Yeah, go after people that don't stick to the script, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Seen that again and again and again. So we have that out there. Meanwhile, of course, the economy is always a big story. And it's hard to keep gaslighting people with, you should feel good about this because of the jobs and blah, blah, blah. And people are like, no, look at the raw data. I've gone backwards, and I don't feel very good about that. But is this good news from Karine Jean-Pierre?
Well, yeah, the other day, Joe Biden claimed inflation was skyrocketing when he took office. Well, that's just not true. It was under 2%.
Okay.
So, no, it was not skyrocketing. That was just a flat-out lie. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says, well, he was talking about the supply chain, which also makes no sense based on the metrics at the time, but here we go.
Okay.
The president has said... What he said what he saw when he took office. The pandemic was happening, right? It disrupted the supply chain. We know, you know what happens when the supply chain is disrupted. You know what that leads to. And so that's what he was speaking to. And not only that, we also saw a war in Ukraine. That Mr. Putin, an aggressive aggression that Mr. Putin was putting into Ukraine, set forth. And so the president had to take historic action, take aggressive action
hold on.
Dealing with disruption.
What? Hold on. Just a pause there.
Those are sentences that are not sentences.
No, they're not.
That's
And again, I always think it's me. No, why didn't I didn't understand any of that. What was it? Just me?
It's not you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it's her.
Okay. All right. There's no need then to try again. Okay, I was going to go back and say, okay, I want to understand that better. There's really no need.
Yeah, you might want to revisit, though.
I don't know. It's everybody enjoys confetti, so.
Yeah.
And this is verbal confetti.
Yes, it is.
So, let's go back to this point.
That Mr. Putin, an aggressive aggression that Mr. Putin was putting into Ukraine, set forth. And so the president had to take historic action, take aggressive action in dealing with disruption in the supply chain. He released a strategic petroleum reserve so that we can deal with the supply chain. And he continued to take action to lower cost. And that's what we've seen.
Did Kamala Harris cough on her?
We haven't seen anything. Yeah, right. That's like the verbal equivalent of watching a guy just swing out of his shoes at a curveball that's 3 feet outside.
Yes. And then claim it was a good pitch.
Right.
Yeah. Unbelievable. That's completely, I mean, that's just nonsense. That's just gobbledygooky.
Maybe it's because I was watching Masters coverage earlier. That felt to me like you've got seven different swing thoughts going on in your head. You know, like, make sure you make a full turn, keep a flat left wrist, you know, make sure you get your weight over there, and you shank it. You know what I mean? It's just like everything discombobbled, and it looks robotic, and it's bad. It was like there were eight talking points that all came out at the same time. And well, together, they don't make sense.
Well, she's using that analogy then, she's the golfer who overthinks it so much that she winds up rolling a bowling ball down the fairway.
Yes.
I mean.
Yes. Pulls it out of the bag, by the way.
Oh, man.
Golly, man.
Okay.
Wow.
You know, that reminds me, I don't know if you happen to see any of the clips. It was MSNBC, and they've got different voters that they're just talking to, like trying to have a real conversation. And it's a panel. And you can tell it's a diverse panel. And I don't think the hosts at MSNBC expected what they got. They were asking if, well, do you think you were personally better off under Trump's economy? Like, by raise of hands? Everyone on the panel. I mean, it looks like the Brady Bunch intro. It's like nine people, you know, in the boxes. They all raise their hand. Yeah. Oh, so all of you. Hmm. And then the follow-up question, is there anything Joe Biden could do or say between now and the time you vote that would make you feel differently about feeling that his policies would not be as good for your family on the economy? Or have you pretty much decided that Trump's policies would be better for the economy? One woman responded, said she didn't even feel like Biden was addressing the economy in any real way. Said, I feel like he doesn't even take accountability at all with what's going on. Not even accountability, like he's in denial that it's happening.
Yeah.
And then a dude named Omar jumped in. He said, the point is Biden needs to hear people, because when he's talking about the economy doing stellar, he's talking about the stock market. He's not looking, he said, at homelessness or joblessness. He's not, and then he pauses, thinking about how much it costs to go to the grocery store. And he's gaslighting literally everyone in the process. And then the moderator said, and Omar, you voted for Joe Biden last time. And he said, yeah, doesn't sound like he wants to do that again. Yeah, I don't know how they're going to try to turn that around. We'll see. I mean, they're upside down with a number of different policies, and that's why you see all of a sudden the pivot on illegal immigration. And the word is, by the end of the month, you know, all of a sudden Biden's going to figure out that he actually can do something about the border.
Yeah, right.
Did you guys see Jim Clyburn on MSNBC yesterday?
I did not.
Trying to sell it as a really good economy. And during the interview, there's breaking news, and that's when they do the 3.5% increase during the Clyburn interview.
Nah. Like breaking news?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, we've got some breaking news right now.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And a surprise announcement.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
And then there was a lot of coverage, of course, of the death of O.J. Simpson.
Holy cow. Was there ever?
Well, and some people had to change the way they framed it. I know the New York Times did. Apparently, the Associated Press did.
Yeah. Well, the Associated Press's obituary that was actually put out last night. So they had hours to sort of think about this and maybe frame it in a good way. They say legendary athlete, actor, and millionaire O.J. Simpson's murder trial lost him the American dream.
Oh, gosh.
The trial lost him the American dream.
No.
It wasn't murdering two people?
It was the trial. No, sir, it was the trial.
That's hilarious.
It is hilarious. Okay,
so
now
AP too.
This is on the fly, man. I got to look this up, what the New York Times said, because it was crazy too. But they actually had to change it, what they had originally said, because it was the same sort of verbiage. It was, cost him, his life, basically, once this happened. It was never the same after that. See, we may have to get to this.
No, you kill two people, your life is probably going to change.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not going to be the same, no.
Again, I understand how it split the country. We all lived through it. But it seemed like over time, at least in the polling, the people that thought originally he was innocent, he was guilty.
Yeah.
They kind of came around to it.
Oh, New York Times had written, his world was ruined after he was charged with killing his former wife.
Yes.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Yes.
Jeez.
And then, in addition to that, I saw another piece that said the people that are running the New York Times are trying to get their newsroom under control. Because it's like the inmates running the asylum. They did that to themselves a few years ago with the whole Tom Cotton thing. But that's the latest update that, okay, they can't keep going on the way they're going with the far left running the newsroom at the failing New York Times, which is just pretty hilarious.
His career took off after he murdered two people. And then, yeah, that doesn't happen.
Man, oh, man. You remember when white liberals were using the term Latinx and it didn't work? Apparently, there's a new term now. We will get to that and much more straight ahead.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, the Millennial, the Sexy Boomer. Scott Robbins. Apparently some people in Denver are a little upset because they're going to cut spending on police and the fire department to help pay for the illegal immigrant crisis. the Democratic Denver mayor, Mike Johnston, announced the cuts and celebrated the move as a way to avoid the worst-case budget scenario. That's an odd way of framing it, at least to me anyway. It's called the Newcomer Program Strategy.
Gosh.
It's a nearly $90 million budget plan that funds aid and sheltering for people here illegally through the rest of 2024. Now, to pay for this plan, they will cut police spending by $8.4 million and fire department spending by $2.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Sheriff's Department will also be hit with a 2.2% reduction. The mayor said, after more than a year of facing this crisis together, Denver finally has a sustainable plan for treating our newcomers with dignity while avoiding the worst cuts to city services.
Mm. Newcomers.
The newcomers, yeah.
It's like the UFO landed.
So many times we're told that we couldn't be compassionate while still being fiscally responsible. Today is proof that our hardest challenges are still solvable and that together we are the ones who will solve them. Wow. So, yeah, cutting police and the fire department.
Ask the people what they thought about that? Or
yeah, some people are not happy at all.
I would imagine not, no.
Well, I mean, it's the simplest thing is to let people know we can't take care of you. There are no city services for you if you're here illegally.
Well, I think they've sort of done that before. They shipped people to Chicago.
Yeah, that's true.
Back in January, the mayor's office said it was the whole migrant influx was straining capacity and that over the past 2 months, Denver has seen a dramatic uptick in arrivals and currently sheltering 4,000 people. The city needs to come up with $100 million to pay for the crisis.
Gosh dang.
But, I mean, they're a sanctuary city. And then they booted around 800 migrant families from overcrowded shelters. Then you had, you know, some people on the far left, you know, screeching about that. What are you supposed to do? And again, this is all done by design from the Biden administration.
No, back to what David said, though. Hey, we're full. We can't take anymore. Yeah. Got to move on.
Well, yes, of course.
Got to move along.
Remove the incentive. If you show up here, you're going to be on the street. You're going to be homeless.
Yep.
Sorry.
So, I mean, that's cruel, but it's...
It's not cruel.
Well, I suppose if you're one of them who's sleeping on the street, you might think it's cruel.
Well...
Because you came here thinking this is not going to happen to me, but, you know,
too bad.
Right. No, I understand. I get it. Believe me.
I think Scott just trying to be compassionate here, and David just hammering him.
No, it's not. I understand. I just don't think it's cruel. I think it's cruel to taxpayers in Denver to say that you're not getting certain services that you pay for, like fire departments, like police departments. You're not going to get the kind of service that you deserve and expect. Because a bunch of people came over illegally. I think you got to have these city leaders coming together and saying, look, we're not going to spend city funds or state funds or county funds on any of this. This is the federal government's problem. They have to pay for it or shut the border down.
And they won't do it.
Nope.
Yeah. I mean, to your point, there are a lot of people that were told when Biden got in office.
Yeah.
It's free to come in now. Here's the steps you got to take, and you just roll right through, you know, get shipped somewhere. And then you got the whole human trafficking part of this that is just awful. I mean, all that's terrible. You don't wish bad on anybody. And someone trying to come across illegally to better their family, you can understand it. However, I mean, you lay all this at the feet of the current administration. They are to blame for this. And that's one of the things that's going to have to happen. Even, I mean, let's hope that Biden is out of there. And then you got to figure out, all right, what are we going to do now? There are so many criminals in this country now, we don't even know. And I know that's not, well, it's not most people, it's families, all this. I get it. But you got gangbangers from all over the world here now setting up shop. You think legacy media is ever going to report that? Heck no.
Should hold your local leaders who were waving the sanctuary city flag, too.
Yes.
Hold them accountable as well.
100%.
Yeah.
What's the new term for Latinx? They're trying something else?
Yeah, well, I've heard this before, but Axios just ran this story. Latine. Okay?
Latine.
Instead of Latino or Latina. It's a gender-neutral way to describe or refer to people with Latino origins, according to Axios, and it is surging in popularity over terms like Latinx on university campuses, in museums, and among researchers and media. In other words,
researchers, media, academia. So the white knuckleheads pretty have much. Come up with something different.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you had a little feedback on this?
Well, yeah, I talked to our producer, Andres, and he says, I heard somebody using that like Asia instead of Ayo for them. He goes, I didn't even know what he was saying. Couldn't understand what he was saying. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Oh, that's hilarious. All right, biggest story today.
Biggest story of the day. The FBI concerned about a coordinated terror attack in the U.S., similar to what happened in Moscow at that concert hall.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit worried, and wouldn't you know it, it's not Trump supporters. It's not people waving the Make America Great Again hat. It's, well, terrorists who've come in through the wide open border.
Correct. Yes. By the way, you know what Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, is very concerned about right now?
What's that?
Guns, guns, guns.
Ah, yes, of course.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We got some fresh information on guns from Merrick Garland.
Weapons of war mentioned?
I'm not sure what his statement says. We'll go through it.
Okay.
Maybe. And a great statement that David has from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And a round of What's Your Story? Coming up right here. Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Sometimes I think each of us as individuals will pick a story just to trigger one of the other guys on the show. I'm not saying I did this here.
Okay.
Not at all. I just happened to hear the audio, and I'm like, oh, man. This guy, Merrick Garland, Attorney General.
Ugh.
Possibly the worst we've ever had. Should be impeached. Big concern right now with everything going on. You know those gun show loopholes? We've got to do something about these.
Okay.
So knowing that David would certainly want to hear this, a big announcement from the AG yesterday.
Today, the Justice Department is issuing one of the most significant gun regulations in decades. Pursuant to the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, the regulation expands the definition of who must obtain a license and conduct a background check before selling firearms. It will also close the gun show loophole. Under this regulation, it will not matter.
Hold on. What is that loophole? Can you remind me again?
There is no gun show loophole.
Right.
So, I don't know if you want to go in.
But it's a term that really appeals to anti-gun.
Yeah,
Why does he keep using it?
Oh, because it works?
Yeah, because it works. The branding works. Because, again, even most people in America, including a lot of gun owners who maybe have one or two guns that pretty much never leave the safe, but for once or twice a year when they go to the range, a lot of people don't know a lot about gun policy and what gun laws are, and that's understandable. Most people are like, whatever, I got my guns, I don't care, right? The gun show loophole is what they're talking about is a private sale provision, which is at the federal level. There is no prohibition on private transactions of guns. However, if you are in the business of selling guns, I mean, that's like you're acquiring firearms for the purposes of selling them. Mm-hmm. Then you have to get what's called you have to become an FFL, which means that if you sell a gun, you have to perform a background check on somebody. And now they say the gun show loophole because they're under the impression that everybody who shows up at a gun show is going to just be selling guns and they don't have to be an FFL. That is false. That is disinformation. If you are again, somebody who is at a gun show to sell guns, and you have a booth there, you're going to be an FFL. You have to have that license. And you can do private transactions on the side. Like, if I go and I say, hey, Jamie, I like that gun that you're wearing on your belt. Can I trade for it or buy it? Well, we don't have to go do a background check because you're not a gun dealer.
Right.
But they called the gun show loophole because most Americans have never been to a gun show and they don't know what goes on there. Most of the things that are bought at gun shows, honestly, are like T-shirts and barbecue rubs. I got a killer barbecue rub, actually, at the last gun show I went to. It was awesome.
Nice. Yeah. It leaves people with the perception. And it's interesting when people are asked this question, and then they actually say it. Yeah, I mean, people just show up at gun shows, and they can buy as much as they want. They're like felons.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So anyway, he goes on.
If guns are sold on the internet, at a gun show, or at a brick-and-mortar store, if you sell guns predominantly to earn a profit, you must be licensed, and you must conduct background checks.
That's... You know, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop here because that's kind of already the deal.
Right. But all I heard in my head when I was listening to that was, okay, so they're trying to get on some sort of topic that they feel like has appeal to a voting base. I don't know. It left me a little bit confused. And he sounds completely different when he's reading a script instead of when he's asked a question. You know, because... as we've seen now, illegal immigration is the number one topic for people right now, the number one issue for voters. And I remember when he was coming in, and I think it was Josh Hawley from Missouri, asked him about illegal entry into the country. Mm-hmm. Do you remember his response to that? No. I mean, he couldn't spit it out, man.
Do you believe that illegal entry at America's border should remain a crime?
Well, I haven't thought about that question. I just haven't thought about that question. I think, you know, the president has made clear that we are in a question of allocation of resources. We will, the department will, I don't.
Right then, I can't help it. I just want someone like Jules from Pulp Fiction to show up.
English, mother. Do you speak it?
Spit it out. Just say what you think.
I don't know. I have to admit, I just don't know exactly what the conditions are and how this is done.
If someone tries to come in illegally.
That's a simple question.
They know the deal. They don't want to answer the question. They never did. Gosh, it's so frustrating.
Got that illegal immigrant loophole that needs to be closed.
Well said.
Gosh dang.
Student loan forgiveness. We got to have it. We got to, or we're doomed.
Yeah. Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is very excited about Joe Biden's new student loan debt forgiveness program, and she was on Stephen Colbert's show and talked about what people could do with the savings.
Okay.
You know, this is huge. This is... people getting the student loan forgiveness, their student loans canceled, it means that, you know, it's hope to buy a house or have a kid or travel abroad or maybe even go back to school.
Oh, my gosh. Some people didn't want to go in debt because they wanted those things, so they went to a different school. They didn't get out over their skis.
You know.
No, I don't know. Oh, my gosh.
It was... so, like, you know.
Right. She's best at saying that. What a genius.
If we want to reduce the number of people in our jails, the answer is to stop building more of them.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Naturally.
Yeah. Let criminals run loose.
Who didn't know that?
Good idea.
Mm-hmm. She's chock full of them, buddy.
Yes. And by the way, if her constituents want to hold her accountable on something, she mocks them.
She does.
You know that.
All right.
All right.
Of all the greatest hits, that might be my favorite.
We finally know what a Latinx is.
There you go.
It's that person.
Yes.
As a woman or any menstruating person in this country.
Yes. Well said. Dope. My gosh. All right, we got to move on. It's that time. May not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. Today, David, what's your story?
Well, it's actually something that Scott mentioned about half an hour ago, and I wanted to hear it for myself, and I wanted to share it with the rest of the class.
Whoa.
Representative Jim Clyburn, this is the guy who really saved Joe Biden's presidential run by going out and making some deals and making sure that all the other candidates would drop out so that he would beat Bernie Sanders, so that Joe Biden would beat Bernie Sanders. He's a big cheerleader for Joe Biden because he wants stuff from Joe Biden. He's on MSNBC talking about how Democrats need to really be getting out there and talking about how all of these Biden policies have increased their quality of life.
Okay.
And something unfortunate happens during the interview as he's trying to really sell the point.
About social media and the misrepresentation, disinformation, all of those things are out there, and that's the battle that we have to fight, and we've got to do a better job of fighting it more effectively.
So I'll validate that. I think the disinformation out there is distorting the entire process. I think social media doesn't help. But there's also a lack of validation that these voters feel. And I'm going to bring in Andrew Ross Sorkin right now because we just got breaking news. The consumer price index increased at a faster than expected pace last month, a signal that inflation remains stubbornly high. Let's bring in Andrew, co-anchor of CNBC Squawk Box.
Yeah, he's like, there's all this disinformation out there about how these policies aren't working, that the economy's bad or whatever. We got to fight that more. Okay, yes, I agree with you completely. However, we have breaking news that inflation is still a problem.
Combating misinformation.
Yeah, that's right.
With their own, quote, misinformation. Yes. It's the best. Love that story. All right, for What's Your Story, what do you got today, Scott?
Well, sad news this morning for those of you, and there was millions of you across America who were fans of The Golden Bachelor. Jerry Turner and his new wife, Teresa Nilst, announced yesterday they're divorcing.
Already?
3 months. They gave it 3 months. Come on. 3 months after their televised wedding.
Wait a second.
Yes.
You watched The Golden Bachelor.
I saw most of these, yeah.
You told me they both said it was an incredible journey.
And they never thought their heart would be owned by anyone ever again, but that's wrong. And never give up. That was the big message, too.
Right.
Even though you're 70 years old, that doesn't matter.
She had found her Huckleberry.
He was
what
happy.
Happened?
Teresa and I have had a number of heart-to-heart conversations. And we've looked closely at our situation, our living situation, and so forth. And we've kind of come to the conclusion, mutually, that it's probably time for us to dissolve this marriage. According to him. She said, I don't think we can tell you how many people told us that this marriage gave them such hope. We want none of that to change for anybody. You're a shining example of it working out. Apparently, she lives in Jersey. He lives in Indiana.
Yeah.
And neither one of them were going to move. Perhaps that's something you discuss, I don't know, before you get married, but they didn't.
What?
Yeah.
That seems like that's an automatic deal breaker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you would think.
What do you mean she's not moving from Jersey? Why?
Because she's got a business there or operates a business
there. Why'd she
there?
Get on the show?
I don't know.
Wasn't it pretty clear that this dude was kind of set and this is where he lives?
Yeah.
She was just hoping that then after they were married, she'd convince him to move to Jersey?
I guess. You know, change him.
Really? Usually that works out well.
Yeah, it always does. But usually you find out about this when one becomes somewhat serious with someone. Perhaps where you're going to live might come up in conversation, considering you're both living apart from each other.
Wow.
States apart from each other.
I didn't watch the show. So was he like saying, I'm willing to move anywhere? Or was it kind of this? That's where he like had the restaurant and whatever, right?
Yeah, but he sold the restaurant. He was out of business, somewhat retired. And then he wanted to stay in Indiana because his grandkids are there and blah, 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 blah. And, well, here we are now shattered.
Wow.
I feel like my innocence has been taken away.
Okay. Well, maybe for my story, for What's Your Story, this could give people hope again.
Okay.
Because I think this woman, Marilyn Smith, I think this is her and her husband that she's talking about, go on walks together.
Nice.
There are a lot of people that enjoy going on walks together.
Yeah.
This is actually a new health trend. She's a cookbook author. And part of what she wants people to eat, you know, just as part of a healthy diet, is high fiber meals.
Mm.
But, you know, that can get some bloating and upset stomach for some people. And so she said what they do after they eat, about an hour later, they go on a fart walk. Yes, pretty much. I'm not making it up. She explained it.
About 60 minutes after we've eaten, we put on our running shoes and off we go. Now, why do we do this? Well, we eat a lot of fiber, so we have gas. Everybody does. And, you fart when you walk. So that's why I named it that. But the main reason that we do the fart walks is because by walking for as little as 2 minutes, we usually walk for about 10, 15, 20, but not really quickly. It's more of a moderate walk. We are helping reduce our chances of developing type 2 diabetes. So, sign yourself up for fart walks.
There you go. Maybe the Golden Bachelor could get a hold of that lady one more time and say, you know, fart walk. One more chance. What do you think?
It's like a big charity event coming up. The fart walk.
The 5K fart walk. That's great.
You want to win that one. You don't want to be
mine.
Yeah,
you do. Yeah. It's hyper competitive.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get to the story about the LA Times, a funny error on O.J. Simpson, and much more straight ahead. Baseball season is here, and the biggest moments in basketball and hockey are coming.
It's a great time to check out Prize Picks.
Get in on the playoff action and get up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason.
Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between.
Prize Picks even offers injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets hurt.
Yeah, for basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss.
Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in sports.
It's really simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds.
Prize Picks now offers Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account this basketball season.
Download the app today and use code MVCR for a first deposit match up to $100.
That's code MVCR on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100.
Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. There's a lot of reasons right now that gold is pushing to all-time highs, David.
Oh, yeah. The cost of goods continues to rise, even though you're being told that, hey, the economy's great. Well, everybody can actually see what's happening, and I know a lot of folks are worried about their savings and investments.
Yeah. The national debt continues to skyrocket. Man, $34 trillion and counting. Causing many people to worry when the House of Cards is going to come crashing down on them.
Well, the world sometimes just feels like a powder keg, and you're wondering, okay, what's going to happen next?
Yeah, you got instability and uncertainty. That is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. It's an important part of diversifying your savings and investing investments as well. You secure it, you get a hedge against inflation, and you talk to Birch Gold to make it happen.
Yeah, just text MVCR to 989898. And get your free info kit. You'll learn a lot of things about how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. It's not going to cost you a penny out of pocket either.
They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers, and you can count on Birch Gold as well.
All you got to do to get started, text MVCR to 989898. That's MVCR to 989898.
So there was a little error made by the L.A. Times when it comes to O.J.?
Yeah, the L.A. Times had the obituary out, of course, for O.J. Simpson as it came out yesterday that he died. And part of the obituary talked about him being released from prison for stealing his own stuff. And as the article reads, long before the city woke up on a fall morning in 2017, Trump walked out of Lovelock Correctional Center outside of Reno.
What?
Trump. Trump did time for O.J. Simpson, apparently.
What?
It's
that's
Trump,
wild.
Trump derangement syndrome right there.
Wild.
In fairness, O.J. Simpson and Donald Trump, I look at a picture of the two of the guys, and I'm like separated at birth, right? Those guys look so similar.
They do.
Unbelievable.
Did you hear the Bob Costas story today about visiting O.J. in jail?
No.
O.J. had asked for him.
Really?
Apparently tried to call him when he was in the Bronco. And they couldn't get a hold of him.
Because they thought he was going to shoot himself.
Yeah, so this whole thing is going on, and he visits him. O.J. wants him to visit him in prison. So he goes, and Costas said, I had a slight cut on my hand, and I kind of had it wrapped up, but it was still, you know, pretty fresh. He said, and when you're looking at plexiglass, you put your hand up, the other person puts their hand up to sort of acknowledge, and hi, how are you, sort of greeting, right?
Right.
He said, I put my hand up, there was a little spot of blood. O.J. says, hey, be careful, or they'll arrest you next. Costas told the story today. I'm like, holy cow, man. Said, I didn't know whether to laugh or freak out. I mean, yeah.
Man, we got to check in on David. How are you doing? Because you were like jumping over a pickleball net just for fun, yeah, like entertaining people, and then the third time you bit it.
I did.
Is that a concussion, you think?
I don't know. My bell got rung pretty good, man. Yeah, I made it over twice. The third time I was unsuccessful, got a little hung up there. You know, they say you're supposed to, like, dissipate the weight when you're going down on the ground, when you're falling.
Yeah.
Well, I dissipated it using my elbow and my face.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Dang. But you didn't write that piece for the LA Times.
No, I did not.
Okay. Making sure. You're going to be all right, man. He's a gamer. Come on.
He is.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show.
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Thank you very much for being here. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Just got a text from a buddy of mine. Said today is not the day for OJ jokes. Said he'd take a stab at it tomorrow.
Mm. See, I knew there was something coming. Boy, I didn't see that one, though. That's
yeah.
Yeah, I got all the can't fit in the coffin jokes yesterday, too.
They're all over the place.
Right, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, just part of what's happening.
Yep.
Got to get a news update in a second from David. Mentioned this earlier. Hey, no worries, even though the FBI director said, yeah, a little afraid right now we might have a terrorist attack in the United States like we saw in Russia with ISIS-K. You also see this story. I saw it at Daily Wire. Biden administration had released an Afghan terrorist in the United States after he illegally crossed the border. He's just roaming free.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Member of an Islamic terrorist group. And you know who reported this of all the outlets? NBC. Kind of shocked. This is 48-year-old Muhammad Carwin. Spent the year roaming the streets of America after border officials released him in 2023. He's known on the National Terrorist Watch List because he, quote, is a member of a Hezbollah Islami, or HIG. Had you heard of HIG before, H-I-G?
No.
I've not heard of HIG.
A political and paramilitary organization that the United States has designated a terrorist organization.
I can use it for Scrabble now, though.
But there you go.
Yeah.
He's got hyphens in there, too. It's H-E-Z-B, like Hezb.
Okay.
And then E, Islami, ends with an I.
Mm-hmm.
Or Party of Islam is an anti-Western insurgent group whose goal is to replace the Western-backed Afghan government with an Islamic state rooted in Sharia. So be on the lookout there. I mean, we have a lot of terrorists just roaming around the United States, thanks to the porous border, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's your update on, David?
Terrible story out of Tennessee and Memphis. A police officer was killed. Two others were shot early this morning. Joseph McKinney is the officer who died. The cops got a call about a suspicious vehicle in the neighborhood. They find it about 2:20 a.m., and as the officers were approaching, the people in the car shot at them, just opened fire. And the cops fired back, and unfortunately, Officer McKinney was killed. Another officer was taken to the hospital, and another was grazed and treated at the scene and released. The 18-year-old suspect or one, there was an 18 and a 17-year-old in the car. 17-year-old is in the hospital. The 18-year-old is dead. The 18-year-old was arrested last month for stealing a car. When he was being arrested, they found him in possession of a handgun. He's 18. That's not legal.
Nope.
It was also illegally modified to fire full auto.
Whoa.
He was out without bail.
Without bail?
Without bail. Liberals are not serious about gun violence.
No,
they're not
they are
serious
not.
About solving the problem, because if they were, that dude would not be out on the streets to go kill a cop.
No, he should have been in jail. It's so frustrating. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure this out. You have to be tougher on crime, or this is going to continue to happen. And it's decimating big cities in this country.
I mean, how many more examples do we need? I mean, seriously. I look at this and I'm like, lawlessness is now hip. It's now like the thing. I'm not going to get prosecuted for stealing from the local, 7-Eleven or the local Walgreens or cars if I'm, there's no punishment for it. There's no downside to it.
Or in some cities, you run from the cops. Cops are told can't run after them, like Chicago.
You.
It's insanity.
I mean, and I think about this. They didn't specify what kind of gun he had. I assume it's a Glock because the Glock switch, which it makes it converted into essentially a fully automatic pistol.
Right.
I assume that was the case, and because that's the most common modified pistol out there. The city of Chicago and left-wing organizations, if you remember, are suing Glock for a product they don't make. They're saying, we are trying to put an end to the gun violence, so we're suing a firearms manufacturer that has absolutely nothing to do with the illegal switch that people are putting in there. And yet this kid, who was caught in a stolen car with a gun that was illegally modified, wasn't being held before a trial. He was out on the street.
Hold on before you go a judging, David. What kind of car did he steal? Because we also know in Chicago, they went after some car manufacturers for making them too easy to steal.
I don't know if it was a Kia that he had stolen.
You can't make this crap up,
man. No, you really can't. I mean, that is an Onion headline. Suing the auto manufacturer because they didn't make it hard enough for people to steal it.
And they wonder why there's a cop shortage all over the place. It's terrible.
I saw where, you've got some states, Florida, that are at it again, saying, hey, cops, want to get out of New York? Come on to Florida.
Oh, they were doing that in North Texas, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're doing it everywhere.
We got a home for you here. Yeah.
And I don't blame them.
I don't either.
I mean, if you can move your family and you're making more money and you can live in a state that actually respects law and order, well, okay.
I know two cops that moved from Illinois to Florida.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Sure. I mean, those brutal winters in Florida.
Yes, terrible. And the fact that they don't respect the police officers. It is. It's crazy.
All right. I guess more lies. Inflation was skyrocketing under Trump. Who said this?
Yeah, well, the other day, Joe Biden claimed inflation was skyrocketing when he took office. Well, that's not true. It was under 2%. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked if they would be correcting that claim. And she said no, because he told the truth.
What?
What?
So when the president took office, and you know this, there was a pandemic. It was closing down businesses, closing down schools. And so it was drastically disrupting the supply chain. Let's not forget about that. And so that's what was going on.
That's what liberals wanted. If you're talking about getting the kids back in school, they looked at you like, you want teachers to die.
And that caused inflation around the world to increase. We know that. And then further increasing inflation was the Russia's war in Ukraine. And in fact, many other countries are even worse off because of what we've seen with Russia's war. So the president took historic action to deal with the disruption of the supply chain. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget what he did with the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And so we have made progress in lowering costs. We've made progress in dealing with inflation.
Okay. I guess if you're going to make any good news out of that, I really don't know anyone that takes her serious. I mean, even on the left. I don't know anybody.
No.
If you get people to be honest, they'll tell you what a disaster she is.
Yeah.
May not say it in public, because then you would be deemed as racist and homophobic. Anything else? Sexist.
Yes.
Does that cover it? I think so.
Yeah. And, well, you're also against people who are kicked in the back of the head by a mule as a child.
I always forget that one.
So.
Mulist.
Yeah.
Mule kickist. Yeah.
That's a new one.
I just happened to see this. You don't have to get deep into the details. I don't think you'll be surprised by this. NOAA, the National Atmospheric Administration, you know, where a lot of people get their weather. It's interesting. We had the hottest year on record last year, and we had all the stats on that. And we were reminded of it all the time because it's not just climate change, it's the climate crisis. Mm. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
As it turns out, where they get this, as far as the temperatures, it's not exactly accurate. And I remember you talking about this before, David, in a number of different cases. But with this, a lot of these stations where they would get the actual temperatures to keep track of the data, they don't exist anymore. Like, they're not there. It's not like you're not getting an accurate reading because they're putting it, you know, out at the airport right on the blacktop, as that's happened before.
Yeah.
It's not just that. I mean, the stations don't exist. It says in the story, they're physically gone, but still report data like magic.
I was going to say, where did the numbers come from?
A consulting meteorologist, Lieutenant Colonel John Shuchuk, said, yeah, they're gone. NOAA fabricates temperature data for more than 30% of the reporting stations that no longer exist. They call them ghost stations.
Well, we got to do something about ghost stations now.
The ghost guns, the ghost stations. No, they want the ghost stations to stay there because they can put in whatever data they want.
Dang, man.
Yes, the justification would be something like, well, based on historical data and trends, we can understand what the readings would say if they were there.
Something along those lines. I think that's probably safe.
Except that's not how you're supposed to gather data. You're actually,
no, it is not.
If you're wanting to know what the temperature of a place is, you kind of need to have a thermometer there.
That would help.
Gosh dang it. I saw those numbers this morning on the Today Show. The grifter Al Gore was on there.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes. The oceans are rising. And that old coot was on there today. Babbling on and on about the only thing that keeps him afloat is the big climate grift that he's got.
Got it.
But they were echoing those same numbers. And Roker was like, well, you can clearly see here that the temperature has gone up in the oceans. And
again, man, I'm just reading from the data. Like, they're gone. That's what the lieutenant colonel said. The stations are physically gone.
Not unavailable, gone.
Yes. So they're fabricating temperature data.
Yeah. What do you think, Clem? Look like 85? Yep.
Okay. You have that out there.
Daggone it. You know, man, I
daggone
just,
it.
Well, that just pisses me off to no end. Because I saw him on there today again going on and on about the oceans.
I got to tell you, man. And most people that say daggone it is because they don't want to curse. And right after that is pisses me off.
Right. And
that's awesome.
I dialed that back too, believe me.
Oh, yeah. We've heard you off air before.
Gosh. Dang.
Okay. Going along the lines of the ridiculous, President's Day is racist?
Yeah, Shelby County, Tennessee, which is where Memphis is. Memphis is having a hard time. They just had a police officer get murdered this morning.
Oh, gosh.
They are addressing the real issues of the day, though, and it is racist holidays. County Commissioner Henry Brooks, she does not like celebrating President's Day and explained why.
Okay.
12 presidents, U.S. presidents, owned, enslaved, bought, and bred enslaved persons at some point in their lives. Of these.
Hold on, man, just so I understand it. She said, how many presidents?
12.
12, okay.
12 presidents, 8 of them owned slaves while in the presidency. So I'd like to propose an amendment to change this name to the Families, Friends, and Employees Holiday.
How about you do something about all the murders there?
Yeah. That,
how about you focus on that?
That'd probably be a better use of your time.
Sounds like advertising for a furniture store. Friends, families, employees sale.
It's like there's a whole group of people that think, you know, if we just change the name of Washington School, if we just change the name of this, then we're going to get there. And all the murders are going to disappear.
Right.
Do your freaking job. Shut up.
Golly.
Why'd you murder that guy? Because it's President's Day.
Right.
So stupid. Okay. Much to get to, including our no BS election update. What's the latest? We'll get to it straight ahead.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Call 877-92-STEEL. That's 877-92-STEEL. To see how much money you can save with General Steel, our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies from Fortune 500 corporations to startups have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Call 877-92-STEEL to find out how quickly your business can move into one of our quick construction kits, like a 50 by 100 perfect for the small business owner, or a 200 by 450 favorite of the Fortune 500. Just call 877-92-STEEL. That's 877-92-STEEL.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins, thank you for being here. It is time for our update.
It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins 2024.
Are you running? Are you not running?
No BS update. Everything you need to know without all the crap.
I'm about to do an research.
All right, David, what do you got today?
An updated, fresh round of polling averages from the top battleground states. Right now, updated today, Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Nevada. Trump is yet again leading all except Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, Biden leads by 0.1. And, I mean, for outside of Pennsylvania, where Trump is trailing by 0.1, and Wisconsin, where he's leading by 0.6, he's well outside the margin of error for a lot of these polls.
Yeah,
ahead of Joe Biden.
And now, election betting odds. Again, from Maxim Lott and John Stossel. Biden, 45.3%. Trump, 43.8%.
Mm. Oof.
So, pretty tight.
It's all going to be about turnout. And how many illegals you can get registered.
Yeah, right.
Well, yeah. How much can you hold people accountable that it's not going to get rigged with a bunch of mail-in ballots, all of that stuff?
I don't know, man. That's a tall task. I mean, Republicans got to get better at the mail-in ballot thing.
I think they are, at least from everything I read. We'll see. Yeah. Now, the chance of Tim Scott being the GOP VP nominee is at 20.8%. Kristi Noem at 12.1%. It looks like a two-person race, at least right now. Sonics down to like 7%. Then Carson at 6.2%. And then J.D. Vance at 6%. Ramaswamy's all the way down to 3.9. So there you go. There's the update on that. So the presidency right now, and then they do it by party. 50%, it'll be a Democratic president. So they're not saying Biden.
Right.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
So I suppose part of that, well, you got to put in. I mean, I don't think any of us really believe they're going to put Trump in jail, but it's a possibility.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
And Biden may not make it. So that's why the discrepancy of 45% for Biden, but 50% for Democrat. 43.8% Trump, 46.8% that it'd be a Republican. So not giving a whole lot of chance there to RFK Jr.
No.
I mean, By the way, go ahead.
He's in it to play spoiler more than anything.
Did you see where Aaron Rodgers actually said he's in danger?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, they're going to take him out.
Like, not out of the race, like take him out. Like life.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a hell of a thing to say.
It's pretty wild, isn't
Man,
it?
Man, yeah.
This is the Markley Van Camp and Robin show. Okay, biggest story today.
Biggest story of the day to me is the tragedy in Memphis where a police officer was killed in part by an 18-year-old who had been arrested last month for illegal possession of a handgun that had also been illegally modified to fire on full auto.
I bet that's not going to make national news.
I mean, that is just sickening to me. The guy was out without bail, and then he goes and murders a cop.
It's awful, man. It's heart-wrenching. But do you think it's going to get picked up by ABC and CNN?
I think it'll be reported. I've seen on their websites, at least, many mainstream outlets covering it. But we'll see.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, man. News update. Oh, a funny one, too. Straight ahead. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, the Millennial. The Sexy Boomer, Scott Robbins. Woman in Florida. Boy, this is unfortunate. Left over $1,000 in tips. Did you hear about this at a taco restaurant?
No.
She thought she was going to be swept up in the biblical rapture on the day of the eclipse.
Oh, so she burned through all her money then. Okay.
Like, might as well share it.
I ain't got it. Can't take it with you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry.
I heard a lot of that prediction stuff going on.
I know. Yeah. Like, what do you think of that? Not much. Been eclipses before.
Yeah, and the rapture thing is not my call.
Jesus said you're not going to know.
No, you're not going to know. That was clearly pointed out,
I'm taking his word on that.
Yeah, me too.
David, the other day you said you thought, okay, media's going to try to make this the next George Floyd.
Yeah, this dude in Chicago who opened fire on police during a traffic stop. He was shot and killed. It's fascinating because even like CNN is trying hard. A lot of media outlets are really trying hard in the way that they frame it. The headlines are all saying this 26-year-old man gunned down during traffic stop. Well, see, the thing is, though, is that he had a gun and he shot at cops. And what happens when you shoot at cops? You get shot.
You get smoked.
They tend to shoot back.
Yep.
Yep.
I mean, we've heard so much about the conversation that one needs to have with a kid so they know how to act if they get pulled over. Okay. If you don't know that if you shoot at cops, they're firing back, I don't know what to there's nothing I can say that will help you.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
Well, they should. I mean,
but you're right about this, David. Washington Post headline. Police fire 96 shots in 41 seconds, killing black man during traffic stop.
Unreal.
See how they do that?
Golly.
How about the AP? Deadly Chicago traffic stop where police fired 96 shots raises serious questions about use of force.
No, it doesn't, actually.
Shouldn't. I mean, is anyone confused what happens if you shoot at a cop?
Yeah, you shoot at a cop, they'll shoot back.
Okay, this is USA Today. Seatbelt violation ends with black man dead on Chicago street after cops fired nearly 100 bullets.
He opened fire on the police. That part is conveniently left out.
Anybody still think it's too egregious to say media is enemy of the people?
No. They are the enemy of the people. Because really, I mean, seriously, I feel bad for the guy's mom, who has been 100%. Used and put out there and by media. And I'm sure it's a horrible loss to lose a kid. Yes. Obviously, that's something that I hope I never, ever have to experience.
Under any circumstances.
Yeah. However, this should be a local story. In a sane world, this is a local story because there is no larger conversation here. This guy's a thug who had a gun, shot at the police, and then got killed.
He wouldn't cooperate. It's like he rolls the window down, then he rolls it back up and won't speak to anybody and then starts firing.
Yep.
Anyway. Well, they finally did get to the fact that he shot at cops. Okay. But it took the eighth paragraph for the Washington Post to get there. Eight paragraphs?
Yeah.
Naturally. That's a pretty important part of the story.
It tells you everything you need to know. Once people hear, well, he shot at the cops first. Oh, he did? Yeah, okay. And all of a sudden, like it or not, the sympathy is gone. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what happens. And then it's all the same things. You feel bad for the family, all that. But no, that's exactly what happens. Trump's racist, hates black people.
No.
That's what we're told, yeah.
We know that.
You hear this from the left.
Been a racist forever.
All the time.
Yes.
Boy, oh boy, it doesn't seem to be so when Trump is out on the campaign trail.
Yeah, well, the other day, Trump showed up at a Chick-fil-A. You know, it's the Lord's Chicken.
That's what they said, and he repeated it.
Yeah, he did.
He did?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hilarious.
He bought some people milkshakes, and one moment caught a lot of attention. A younger black woman went up and gave him a hug.
Yeah.
And here is that moment, by the way, if you haven't heard it.
Yeah.
I don't care what the media tells you, Mr. Trump. We support you.
We support love you.
Okay, 4 p.m. We've been 4 p.m.
Come here, let me give you a hug.
Please do.
That's so great.
Yeah.
You see the difference, too, man, because Trump says, hey, let me give you a hug. She's excited. She wants to hug him. Biden's always forcing the issue, making people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well, plus, the fact he says, hey,
right. You know.
That woman's name is Michaela Montgomery. She's an activist, a conservative activist, and a grad from one of the historically black colleges in Atlanta. Other HBCU students were there as well, and Montgomery said the local, apparently there's been some backlash to the black students who were there. Like, how could they be in the same room as Orange Hitler? Like, they're mad about it or something. And she went on Fox and Friends to talk about that. She's calling BS on a lot of the disinformation that's out there.
Oh.
To think that these students who attend these illustrious institutions aren't smart enough to make their own decisions,
that's
so
right.
much so that they would only show support for Trump because he bought chicken sandwiches and milkshakes.
It's offensive.
That in itself is the most disturbing part of it all, especially when you think about the fact that it was mainly urban media outlets that were doing everything in their power to turn other black people against these young black kids who simply were not shy to explore other options.
Yeah, you went against the narrative. Good for you. That's a great story. Those outlets. Boy, she is going to make Fonnie Willis very upset. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that sad, man? The urban outlets had what? Do you know any more of that story? Did they actually have people come and then, what, message them on social media or tell them outside you shouldn't be here, that sort of thing?
Well, it was more of the general coverage, where it's kind of accusing them of being bought off or bought and paid for. And to her point, I mean, what's the implication that young black people will do anything for fried chicken? Boy, that seems kind of racist.
Yeah.
That seems pretty racist. Saw an interesting story out of the Wall Street Journal. The headline grabbed my attention. Said she won the Boston Marathon 10 years ago. She's still waiting on her $100,000.
10 years ago?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, here's how it happened. And I'm going to butcher her name. I'm sorry. Her last name is Deba. D-E-B-A. First name, B-U-Z-U-N-E-S-H.
I'd like to buy a vowel.
Bazunish?
Who knows? I guess. Go with it.
How about Miss Deba?
There you go.
We'll go with that. Okay. All right. This was the 2014 Boston Marathon.
You're gendering this person, though. I can't have it. So.
Well, she won the women's.
Oh. So?
Just telling you. Miss Deba. Mm-hmm. And her husband were very excited because she was a second-place finisher.
Mm-hmm.
But they found out the first-place finisher, doper.
Mm. Oh.
Stripped away.
Yeah.
So you're actually the winner. So they were excited, jumping up and down, not just because she was a Boston Marathon champion. It was her biggest ever title, the apex of her career as an elite runner. But that was 7 years ago. And the Boston Marathon is coming up on Monday, so that's probably why this story is out there right now. She is still waiting for a key part of her victory, the story reads. The winner's prize money. She's due $75,000 for the difference between first and second place. She's also due a $25,000 bonus for breaking the women's course record. Her time of 2 hours, 19 minutes, 59 seconds still stands. Now, officials of the Boston Athletic Association, they operate the marathon, have told Ms. Deba and her husband why they haven't given her the prize money. You know why?
Nope.
They're still trying to reclaim it from Rita Jeptu, the original winner. And so they told the Wall Street Journal, as the matter is still ongoing, we are unable to comment further at this time. So the question is, should the Boston Athletic Association just give her the money?
Yes. Yes.
Well, yeah, she
deserves it.
What do you mean you can't get it from the other person?
Well, we gave this other person the money. We're trying to get it back. We can't give that money to you because we haven't gotten it back from them.
In 10 years?
Seven, yeah.
Wait, so like what, George Bailey is running the Boston Marathon?
Well, it's in your house.
It's in your
house.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Don't bring George Bailey and his great reputation into this dirty scheme, David.
I would think you'd go after the person who has the money and not supposed to have the money. I mean, you...
They are, but they haven't gotten it yet.
In that much time?
Yes. So that's why they're not giving it to her, because we just didn't get it back.
I owe $25 to the state. They're going after my car title for more than 6 months. What?
So are you thinking, yeah, it should be the...
Well, yeah, they should just give it to her. Let them deal with chasing the other person down. Dang, man.
Yeah.
It's not my fault. It's not her fault.
Yeah.
You're punishing somebody for not giving him the money because you can't find her. You haven't been able to get the money away from the... Chances are the money's long gone anyway.
At the very least,
yeah.
This is a bad look.
Horrible.
You know, for them.
Pony up the dough, man.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. So I thought that was interesting. Did you see the whole story about the library that gave out the counterfeit glasses for the eclipse?
You know, I was wondering about this because there was a whole lot of that going on. And these things look like they literally were put together in a shop class somewhere.
Are you talking about the ones that you bought?
The old car. Yeah, because they look ridiculous. I mean, I'm assuming they were okay. You wore them.
So that's why you never looked up.
Well, I was...
Because you didn't think the glasses were legit, the glasses you handed me.
Somebody's retina was going to be burned and wasn't going to be mine.
Right.
No, but I'm just saying there was all the... Everybody and their brother was selling these things. Every convenience store on the planet.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're legit. Well, this was a library in Jersey that was giving them to little kids.
Gee whiz. Oh, yeah. Man.
Oh, yeah. The Morristown Library in Jersey somehow figured out that the eclipse glasses they were handing out may have been counterfeit. They did notice it ahead of time, about 2 hours before the eclipse. So they sent out this panic message on Facebook. Don't use the glasses.
Oh, gosh.
Not everybody has Facebook.
Oh, my gosh.
They said they were purchased from Walmart.com and were labeled as a brand approved by the American Astronomical Society.
Yeah.
But then later learned, might be knockoffs. They apologized profusely for the error. I mean, you get it through Walmart, you would think it was legit, right?
Yeah. Well, don't they have, like, on the Walmart.com, they have third-party vendors, don't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So, yeah, lesson learned there.
Dang.
Yeah. Different people are saying, I guess I'll have to wait to see if I eventually go blind or not.
Yeah, no kidding.
These right. things. You know, yeah, you got to watch it. All right. Got to get to another news update. Oh, the transgender nurse that's been sentenced to 20 years in prison. Did you see that story? That is crazy. And we'll set you up with the Friday Five coming up in just a few.
Our favorite leaf filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leaf filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you. Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing? That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just Leaf Filter's policies. Everyone who calls Leaf Filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every Leaf Filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/vancamp to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard. Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/vancamp and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Masters is rolling along.
Yeah.
You know, now is a great time to check out Prize Picks.
Yeah, it sure is. You can get in on the Masters, get in on the basketball playoffs as they're coming up with Prize Picks. They've got something for every sports fan. Basketball, yeah. Hockey, League of Legends, everything in between.
Yep. The thing is, man, you can get in on the playoff action, too, up to 100 times your own money. On Prize Picks, as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level.
And they offer injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Like for basketball games, you got a player that exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second. Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss. And David knows it's very simple to play.
Yeah, it really is simple to play. They offer weekly promotions, special offers. I can make my picks in, 60 seconds. It's very quick.
Yeah, and Prize Picks now offers Apple Pay for a quick and easy deposit into your account this basketball season in particular.
So just download the app today and use code MVCR for a first deposit match up to $100.
That's code MVCR on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100.
Pick more, pick less. It's easy.
Yeah. Well, more on the Masters in a second. That'll get us into our Friday Five. Real quick, I mentioned this story. It's crazy out of Austria. This transgender nurse. He's been sentenced to 20 years in prison. I don't remember hearing the story originally. I just saw the update. Apparently, last October, the trans-identified male nurse apparently got into a dispute with an 82-year-old paralyzed person about their identity. And the transgender nurse stabbed him to death.
Hmm.
My.
Emergency responders initially found the man alive, attempted to stabilize him, but the victim died of his injuries at the scene. Nurse immediately arrested, taken to the psychiatric unit. After demonstrating extreme aggression and massive psychological abnormalities.
Yeah.
You think?
Hell, you really? Say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's just insane. My gosh. All right. We got to get set up for the Friday Five. You had this idea yesterday, David.
I did. Well, you were talking about the Masters going on, and I thought, well, you know, it's happening in Georgia. Maybe you could say this is a stretch, but why not the best Southern rock songs?
Southern rock songs?
Yes.
Okay.
See, this makes it tougher because one of our rules is you can only pick a band one time for your top five. I mean, if I was not to do that, I'd have at least three from the same band in the five.
We're looking song-specific today.
Yes, so, not band, song-specific.
Got it.
And then you ask, okay, well, is ZZ Top a Southern band? Well, some would say, well, yes.
Texas.
We're including ZZ Top.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then our regular criteria, how big or how iconic was the song? And it's interesting because there's a couple of bands where we're picking different songs from the bands.
Yes.
Which really makes this thing a whole wild card, actually.
Yeah, it does.
Then you go, okay, does this song stand the test of time? And then how much do you personally like it? Put it all together. And, of course, I mean, they're all great songs. It's a great list. The ranking is a little surprising just because of the way we're going about it, I think. So if you want to get in early, the number is 1-888-485-MVCR. Again, 1-888-485-MVCR. The greatest Southern rock songs of all time for the Friday Five, and we'll kick it off next.
Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
What? Well, occasionally.
What? This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. I'm Jamie Markley. That's David Van Camp. There's Scott Robbins. We'll let you in on that conversation in a second. You know, it's Friday. That means our countdown to Friday Five.
The countdown is on.
You know what this means?
It's our favorite time of the week.
Anybody wants to get mellow, you can get the f*** out of here, all right?
The Friday Five.
It will test your head and your mind and your brain.
On the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Friday Five, our countdown every Friday. Take a break from the news, have a little fun. David suggested this yesterday with Talk of the Masters in Georgia. What are the greatest Southern rock songs of all time?
Oh, my.
There's so many great ones that I mentioned before. You only get to vote for one band one time, just one song.
Yes.
One song. Because there are bands on here that have had multiple great songs.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a different kind of list. It's fun, though. There's no doubt about it. Again, the number, if you want to get in, 1-888-485-MVCR. How big was the song or how iconic? Does it stand the test of time? And how much do you like it? It all goes into it. And I already got a text that says, you guys need a Music 101 lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
Not me.
No.
You two guys.
No, David and I do,
sure,
apparently.
That's fine.
I'll explain in a second. Who's up first today, David?
Let's talk to Kevin calling in from Salina. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Friday-luia to you, gentlemen, from the Garden Spot of the Midwest, Salina, Kansas. My pick for the five today, gentlemen, is a classic song. It's actually a favorite of White House Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre. It's the ultimate Southern rock song, The Breeze, by the ultimate Southern rock band, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Call me The Breeze.
Good song, too.
Wow. Yeah, I love that song.
We don't have it, do we?
I don't have it.
No, we do not have that one. We had to be limited because, I mean, you can go up and down. The
Skynyrd is such
a... Do you want to try to, you know, sing it, Scott?
Well, now they call me the breeze. I keep rolling down the road.
Yeah.
Well, then that little step. Well, now they call me the breeze.
Yeah, it's a great riff, too.
Good song.
Okay, who's next?
Let's talk to Woody in Vancouver. Hey, Woody.
Hey, guys. Love your show. I listen to your program every day. I'm educated by the things that you say. I continue to learn while you continue to earn. I now understand Latin A.
Thank you.
There you go.
Or should I say gracias?
Gracias.
Gracias.
Nice, actually. Woody. Yeah.
That's good, Woody.
All right. My song, Marshall Tucker Band, Can't You See?
Oh, man. See, Marshall Tucker's another band, dude.
Yeah, I know.
You know what the first line of that song is?
Go take a freight train.
Go take a freight train
down in the station.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love it.
I can see what that woman's been doing to me.
Yes. That is classic.
What are these songs?
Every dude at one point in their life, somewhere along the line, you sang that when it meant more to you than maybe it does today.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
You know what? There are a number of different songs, and it's, I'm sure because I've known you for 30 years, that when I hear them, I think of you singing them, Scott.
Oh, yeah?
One of them is another Marshall Tucker Band song.
Oh, yeah. So if I sing it properly,
Erd it in love.
There's no H there. It's Erd. For the great Doug Gray on lead vocals.
Oh, can you humor me one time? One, two, three.
Erd it in love.
Thank you. That's all I
heard it in love. Can't be wrong. There you go.
It's the best, man. Greatest Southern rock songs of all time for the Friday Five. Who's next, David?
We got Mick in Michigan. Hey, Mick.
Mick.
Hello.
Mick. Mick.
How you guys doing?
Hey, there good,
he
Mick.
Is. What's up, Mick?
All right, man. Hey.
Hey, I was
how many of your friends do
job.
That, Mick? They just go, Mick. Yeah, sorry, man.
He heard it all, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I was trying to come up with a good joke about OJ, but I kept butchering it.
So, see, there you go. Yep.
My guess for the Friday Five is a song by Molly Hatchet. I think it might have been a remake of an Allman Brothers tune. It's a good one. Dreams I'll Never See.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. At the old rock station, once they got lame and kicked us out of the studio for smoking, you had to smoke in the hallway. This was a good smoking song, over oh, yeah. 7 minutes. Yeah.
I like that. You can't smoke in the studio anymore. You can smoke outside the studio in the hallway.
Not joking, dude.
That's incredible.
Where all the foot traffic is.
Yeah. There was even a shelf for the ashtray.
Wow.
Oh, it's hilarious. All right, who's next?
Let's talk to Matt in Maryland. Hey, Matt.
Hey, man.
Hey, Matt.
How's everybody doing today?
Everybody's good. Great, dude. How are you doing?
Oh, man, it's a beautiful day on the Delmarva Peninsula.
Beautiful. What you thinking about?
A rambling man from the Allman Brothers.
Allman Brothers, yep.
Oh, I'm looking. I'm like, okay, that's got to be
Lord.
There, right? What? What? That one doesn't make the top five.
It was a tough list.
It was.
You had to be kind of brutal.
It's hard to believe when you're going greatest Southern rock songs of all time that the Allman Brothers Band is not in the top five.
No. Well, you know, a lot of these, as far as Ooh. Iconic or hit, 10, test of time.
Yes.
I mean, that's a 10 out of 10.
So you have to say.
I mean, then it kind of comes down to your personal life, right?
I had that in my five. Didn't you have it in your five, Scott?
I don't remember.
No.
No, okay.
Oh, man. Oh, that's right, because you picked a song that
nobody
was very surprising.
Picked. Yeah.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, this will all be revealed. Oh, boy. Okay, who's next? I said I was going to be nice today.
I know. That's all right.
I can do whatever. If you want me to be a jerk,
no.
I can be a jerk.
Okay.
I'm trying.
I stand by my pick. Yeah.
That's cool.
Who's
next?
We got John in Connecticut. Hey, John.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
I understand the question is the best Southern rock song. So Duane Allman was not wearing a helmet. Barry Oakley was riding too close to parked cars. The president has been very clear that Leonard Skinner flew on poorly regulated aircraft. Does that answer your no?
No.
So in honor of, I know I'm striking out here. In honor of Donald Trump.
You're doing well.
It's good.
I'm trying my best here in Connecticut. but in honor of Donald Trump's visit to Chick-fil-A, "The Devil Went Down to Georgia" by Charlie Daniels.
Yes.
Went down to Georgia.
Yeah.
Looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bag, but he was way
behind. So we're talking about this yesterday. That was a 10 for hit.
Huge. This young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot.
Test the time.
The jumped up on a hickory stump.
You're not thinking.
No. I guess you didn't. Novelty songs very rarely are.
What?
Come back.
Well,
it's a kind of
novelty song.
Well, it's kind of a novelty song. Yeah.
Give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold.
I guess I've never thought of it that way.
Yeah. It's all right. I mean, I like the song. Fine.
And it might be a sin, but I'll take
man.
The you're going to regret.
I'm just going to keep rolling, man.
Johnny, you're awesome up your bow and play your fiddle hard. Cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals
yeah,
hard.
Man. Classic. And if you win, what's your favorite part of that song? Just curious.
I done told you once you. I'm the best there's ever been.
Yeah. I love in the middle when it goes into the riff.
Charlie Daniels. Incredibly great guy, too.
You know what? I never met him. I heard from a lot of people.
Dude, yeah. Yeah.
That he was really,
really cool. Really
cool. Okay. So we're still looking for number one. We're still looking for number two, three, four, and five.
Jeez.
Yes. Best Southern rock songs of all time for the Friday Five. Who's up next, David?
Let's talk to Kurt in Oregon. Hey, Kurt.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Kurt.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I think... Sweet Home Alabama should be on that list.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Number two.
Sweet Home Alabama. Where the skies are blue.
It's big.
Yep.
Yeah, huge.
Sweet Home. Test the timer. Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
I think we all like it.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll go ahead and reveal. That wasn't the Skinner song I picked, because you can only pick the band once. If I could pick them twice, that would have been in my five easy. As a matter of fact, honestly, if you could pick the same band twice, that would have been my number two. I think I probably gave it away what my number one probably was that ended up to be...
Number four.
I'm as free as bird.
How about you?
That's the iconic Leonard Skinner song.
It's great. I love Freebird. I think there was another list that we were doing that had this in the top five.
Yeah.
And I went back and I listened to it. Man, the thing about the production of the actual album version of it that I never really picked up on was how much the bass player was flying up and down the fretboard. I mean, the bass line is awesome. I know the guitar solo is great, but
so that should juice it even more for you.
But I think what gets played on the radio more right now, it is Sweet Home Alabama because of the length of the song.
It's a 10 and a 10,
so
and then it just comes down to...
I had to give the edge to Sweet Home Alabama.
And that's why...
I like the way they gave the back of the hand to Neil Young. That was...
Yeah.
Because they were kind of a baby band then. I mean, that was bold for them to step out and backhand him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Can you really go wrong with either song?
No. I like them both.
Well, I think you guys did, but that's okay. No, you can't really go wrong with that. Okay. But we're still looking for number one.
It's going to be hard.
And number three and number five. For best Southern rock song of
five
all time.
Five could be really hard.
1-888-485-NBCR, and we'll wrap it up next.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, over-designed, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try soon. Harry's is available online and in-store at a retailer near you. Get a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/refresh. That's harrys.com/refresh. Or check us out at your local Costco for a price you can't find anywhere else. Just look for the Chrome Razor with 13 blade refills at your local Costco. You can't miss it. Exclusive to Costco members.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. All right, we got a news update coming up. The Robbins trifecta, but we got to wrap up the Friday Five. Today, greatest Southern rock songs of all time. Number one, we don't have yet. Number two is Sweet Home Alabama, Skynyrd. Freebird from Skynyrd, number four. Also looking for three and five. And again, you can only vote for a band one time. So it is a little bit of a different list, the number. 1-888-485-MVCR. Great honorable mention right there, flirting with disaster.
Grab my coffee!
Good stuff.
And now back to it, David. Who's next?
Let's start off with our pal Mary in... Is this Mary in Delaware?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Mary.
Hi, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Mary.
So there are so many good songs out there. There's a lot to pick from. But today I'm going to end up going with Keep Your Hands to Yourself by the Georgia Satellites.
Oh, good pick.
Give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
That was the number one song.
Yeah.
It was big.
It was.
Yeah. Dan Baird.
Yep. He got so big he went solo after this. That worked out well for him.
Hey, he had three albums before he went solo. He's a nice guy.
Very nice guy here.
Nice to me.
Not the biggest, best career decision, but hey.
Okay. Just gotta bring in negativity, man.
Well, I'm just saying, you brought him up. I wasn't going to.
I thought he was a nice guy.
Only talk show in America right now talking about Dan Baird of the Georgia Satellites. I can guarantee you that. You don't get that everywhere else.
Well, that's why others are jealous of us.
That's right.
Can't blame them. All right, who's next, David?
We got Jason in Oregon. Hey, Jason.
Yeah, I can't believe you guys don't have Stevie Ray Vaughan on your list today.
Well, he's blues.
Crossfire's a great song.
Southern rock.
Yeah, it's too bad he died in that helicopter crash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
ZZ Top, LaGrange.
Oh, yeah.
This is a great song.
Well, there you go.
Number one.
When I think Southern rock, I don't automatically think ZZ Top. I just think Texas.
Yeah.
But when you look at, quote, Southern rock lists, ZZ Top is usually included.
Yeah.
And then if I think Texas, I think Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yes.
But you're right, that's more blues.
That's blues. That's not
Southern
Texas rock.
Yeah,
well, you're
Southern,
a Texas guy. You've been to LaGrange, David?
I have. I've driven through it several times. And when we drive to Houston, there's the highway, I think 71 turnoff that goes up to LaGrange. And you have the sign that says, here's how you get to LaGrange in Austin. as we're driving to Houston. My wife is very much not a fan of this, but I can't help myself. But every time we drive by the sign, I have to say, ow, 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 like really obnoxiously loud.
Yeah.
She says she doesn't like it, but she does.
Oh, yeah.
She gets turned on by it.
You ever been?
Dallas, Texas.
Oh, another great one. ZZ. Yes. All right, who's next, David?
Let's talk to Debbie in Milwaukee. Hey, Debbie.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
You too.
Hi, boys. How's everybody today?
Good.
Fantastic.
All right.
Glad it's Friday.
Well,
Friday.
How about, yeah, beautiful. My choice today, guys, is 38 Special, Caught Up in You.
Oh, we had a couple from 38 Special. Hold On Loosely was really big.
Yep.
At that. And then Caught Up in You. You played that at Top 40, too, didn't you?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. They were both pretty
big.
They
were on a run, man, for a while.
No doubt. Yeah.
Which is kind of like Hold On Loosely sideways.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to have to roll, man.
Yeah, I think
we
so.
We always run out of time. Okay, for our number three.
Number three.
Hey, little thing, let me light your candle, calls her mama. I'm sure all the hand and ass gets around.
I also don't think Black grows automatically with Southern rock,
no.
But
Georgia, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So definitely in there. And then, well, I think some people forget the name of the other band that made the top five. They remember the song.
Number five.
Oh, Black Betty. Bam-a-lam, whoa, Black Betty, bam-a-lam, she really gets me high, bam-a-lam, you know that's no lie, bam-a-lam, she's so right.
I remember my sister cranking that in her Ford Pinto in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Yeah, good stuff. This is the Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. We've got to do this bit longer, man. There's not enough time.
Can I get a dose of Mountain, please?
Oh, yeah. Mississippi Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Not till I get my dose of Blackfoot.
She's got to go.
I love that song, dude.
Great song.
And, yes, you can get your mountain. And you know what else?
What?
A song that Robin's had at like number three, we did not get to.
No.
Which, you know what? We'll have to play it. We'll have to play it coming up. You got your trifecta. We got a news update. And we'll get your song, too, coming up right here. The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer, the Millennial, David Van Camp, the Sexy Boomer, Scott Robbins, the Trifecta in just a few. You got a news update, David?
This is unhinged. This is in Bakersfield. There is a young lady there named Riddhi Patel who really wants a ceasefire resolution because apparently the city of Bakersfield has a lot of sway with the nation of Israel in their war against Hamas.
What is it with all these losers across the country that want their individual city to do this?
I don't know. It is very odd to me because, I mean, I don't think Israel really cares what your stupid non-binding resolution says.
No.
It's very
odd.
They
don't.
Now, there have been some security concerns, evidently, at the city hall there, and so they have started putting metal detectors in before you can go in because there's these lunatic pro-Hamas protesters are showing up. And, well, they might get a little bomby or stabby, and they're worried about that. So they want to prevent the bomby or stabbiness. And Riddhi Patel is extremely upset about this. And here is what she had to say to the city council.
Right.
I don't have faith that you'll do this. You guys are all horrible human beings, and Jesus probably would have killed you himself. And I understand that you guys are all horrible people. And while you guys...
Honestly, you already said that. Could you move it along? You're wasting our time.
Wow.
You guys parade Gandhi around as a Hindu holiday called Chaitra Navratri. It starts off this week. I remind you that these holidays that we practice, that other people in the global south practice, believe in violent revolution against their oppressors. And I hope one day somebody brings the guillotine and kills all of you motherfuckers. So regardless of whether you...
Again, man, just... Could we start the GoFundMe? It doesn't sound like she's happy in this country.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it's a little unhinged, huh?
Woo.
So regardless of whether you elect people into office, they'll backstab you, they'll let you die, and for that reason, you guys want to criminalize us with metal detectors, we'll see you at your house. We'll murder you.
Well, that sounds like you could be charged with something.
She has been arrested and charged.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah, You can't go in there and be like, yeah, we're going to murder you.
You know she's on some dating app where it's long walks on the beach, puppies. That's some guy went, okay.
Puppies, long walks, jihadi.
Jihadi. Yeah, cutting heads off.
Sure. Fantastic. Holy smokes, man. You know, I have this other story. I'm not going to do it. There's enough bad in the world. I'll just say this. Did you guys see any of the video of the woman that was on the school bus that was hurting mentally challenged kids for a period of time?
Yes. Yes.
That person's already out of jail. It's unreal, man.
How is that possible?
It's unreal.
It's on video.
It is on video. It had gone on for months. And it was not just one kid. It was many different kids. Littleton School District. Fractured bones, knocked out tooth, deep bruises. Just crazy. It was on surveillance camera.
Bad deal, man. That's terrible.
It really is. And you hear this, well, we're going to have an investigation. You saw the video. Okay, we got to have common sense. That person's got to be gone. That person needs to be in jail.
I agree.
And... you know, I think, you know, talking to different people, and you get so frustrated, you know, when you see stories like this. And, you know, in the end, I'm just resting on the belief that...
Tell them that God's gonna cut them down. Tell them that God's gonna cut them down.
Johnny Cash justice.
Yep. Get what they deserve. Oh, also, before we get to the trifecta, mentioned... I think we got all of our songs in that were in our top five for greatest Southern rock songs of all time. Because you had, you know, LaGrange and Sweet Home Alabama and Freebird and Black Betty and Hard to Handle all in the top five. But Robbins picked this song. And I got to admit, I loved this song, especially when I was a kid. Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
Yep.
And that's probably their biggest song, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If You Want to Get to Heaven was their other hit, but that was this was number three. Went to number three.
Did you play that? Or was that before your time?
It was before my time, but did I play it? I probably did at some point when one of the stations flipped formats that I worked for. There were several.
It happens that way.
Yeah, it does.
All right. Are you ready for your big three?
Yeah, let's go.
Casey, you ready? I think so. Okay.
Are you ready?
One, two, buckle my shoe off.
It's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Every day about this time, the Scott Robbins trifecta. Helped by his hero.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Hey, buddy. Doing all right?
I'm ready.
Looking forward to the weekend?
Yes.
All right. I'll see you then.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Three.
Number three, a CNN analyst says something crazy about the OJ thing.
Yeah, Ashley Allison was on CNN. She's one of their, what do they call these people? I guess commentators. She claimed the black community felt a connection to OJ Simpson because, well, he killed two white people.
But it was so racially charged because of what had happened just before with Rodney King, but also just how black Americans feel about policing. It's not like O.J. Simpson was the leader of the civil rights movement of his era. You know, he wasn't a social justice leader, but he represented something for the black community in that moment, in that trial. particularly because there were two white people who had been killed.
Yeah.
And the history around how black people have been persecuted.
So it was okay because there was two white people that were killed. OJ killed them, so there was a sense of community there, I guess. Who talks like that?
Wow. I don't know. And it's not like a host then says, okay, just for clarification's sake, what are you saying? That if he would have killed people of a different race, they wouldn't have felt the same? But because they were both white, they felt like, yeah, he's on our side?
Yeah, that was it wasn't challenged at all. It was like, just, she went on, by the way.
Oh. During slavery, there were just so many layers. And I guess I would just close with this, is that there was racial tension then, there is racial tension now. It might not be the backdrop of the Trump campaign, but until this country is ready to actually have an honest conversation about the racial dynamics from our origin story till today, we will always have moments like O.J. Simpson that manifest, and our country will always be divided if we don't actually deal with the issue of race.
I think most people,
okay,
it doesn't matter how old you are, would say that conversation has been happening our entire lifetime. And for some people, when Obama got elected, it's like, wow, okay. There's been a lot of healing that's happened over a lot of atrocities. But for some people that are in the race hustling business, you got to keep it up over and over and over. It's the way I see it.
Yeah. Well, again, I mean.
Yeah. This is why nobody watches crap like that.
Felt a sense of connection with OJ.
Unreal, man.
Now, on with the countdown.
Scott Robbins, trifecta, the top three of the day, up to number
two.
Number two, the CDC says there's no evidence that there's possibly an issue with the COVID vaccine.
Yeah, the CDC, I investigated the CDC, and they've come up with this. There is absolutely zero evidence that COVID vaccines cause fatal cardiac arrest or other deadly heart problems in teens and young adults, says the CDC report. Investigating themselves. The new analysis, they say, debunks the widespread misinformation about the mRNA vaccine.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
The CDC's lied. Read numerous different articles, different publications around the world, talking about myocarditis.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting you say that because May 2021, the CDC showed a jump in myocarditis after the second dose in teens and young adults. Interesting.
But now, no evidence.
No credible evidence. It's all misinformation.
And the countdown continues.
Okay. I just like the way you can investigate yourself and come up with that answer.
Right.
Well, we did a thorough investigation of ourselves.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait till they find out, man, the rise in all of these cancers over the last few years is crazy. What could it possibly be? I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see in the end. Yes, not saying that I'm sitting on a mountain of evidence, but we'll see what happens.
And finally.
Yes.
One.
The DNC is paying Joe Biden's legal fees.
Yeah, president used campaign donations to help pay his legal bills last year. This is according to the special counsel's probe into the handling of classified documents, according to a couple of people familiar with the matter. Now, why does all this matter? Well, the payments made through the Democratic National Committee are at odds with the Biden campaign's attacks on Donald Trump for spending his campaign funds on legal fees. They were aghast when they heard that.
Of course.
So the DNC, by the way, has been collecting big donations, and they've spent more than $1.5 million right now on lawyers or firms that are representing Biden. So there you go.
Got it.
Yeah.
It's horrific when the other side does this.
Now, the Biden administration has invested the Biden administration. They find no harm, no foul. Yeah.
And there you have it.
Yes. Yeah. The Scott Robbins trifecta, the top three of the day. All right. Yes, David?
Do you want a feel-good story?
No, I want to rage.
Everybody seems a little down. Everybody seems a little frustrated looking forward to the weekend.
Dude, with the CNNs of the world, the CDC, all these people have wrecked so much stuff. It is. It's very frustrating. Yeah. There's no doubt. But yes, what is the good news?
I want to tell you about an 11-year-old named Texas Terry. That's his name, Texas Terry.
All right.
He was a drive, chip, and putt national finalist. He's going to Augusta. He's going to the Masters.
That's awesome.
He has won his age group before. He's been in the top three for 2 or 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And so he did an interview with the local Fox affiliate in Austin.
Okay.
And this is Texas Terry talking about it. And I just thought it might be something wholesome here to talk about, okay?
Okay.
I thought after my score, I was like, maybe next year. And then I went to the leaderboard. And then I looked at the leaderboard, and I was in first place by 1 point. And I looked at my mom and said, I'm going to Augusta. I love drive, chip, putt, and golf, especially for this. It doesn't matter what place you got. Like, the second and third place, we all hung out. Like they didn't lose or anything. Like, nothing has just happened. We haven't even done anything yet. And we were just hanging out like we were best friends. So I love how, like, when you're competing, yeah, you're going against each other. But as soon as that's done, you're, like, best friends. It's going to come down to the short game, chipping and putting, because you drive for show, you putt for dough.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. Yeah.
Texas Terry.
Yep.
That's nice. But what about equity? What about the other children that don't get to go to Augusta, David? What about them?
I'm all about the other side of it. What do you mean you're friends with your competition? Come on.
Oh, they want to step on each other's neck. There's no doubt about it. But then you're buddies afterwards.
Right.
Yeah, that is a pretty cool thing, actually. I like that. That's nice. Okay, much more to get to. What do you have, like 7, 8 OJ jokes you want to get to?
Scott? No, I really don't. I'm
pretty much. All right, you tapped on that?
Pretty much.
All right, we got a news update, and then Nimrod's in the news straight ahead. Out of all the things we do to maintain and protect our homes, getting up on a ladder to clean out the gutters is one of the last things you want to do.
It's time to upgrade to a permanent solution with Leaf Filter.
Right now, you can save up to 30% off for your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/Markley. Protect your home from flooding, roof damage, rotting siding, foundation issues, and more.
Leaf Filter uses award-winning patented technology to keep out everything but water. Every installation comes with free inspection, estimate, and lifetime guarantee.
An investment in Leaf Filter is an investment engineered to protect your whole home.
Protect your home and never clean out gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
Schedule your free inspection and get up to 30% off your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/Markley.
That's a free inspection and up to 30% off at leaffilter.com/Markley.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Said it before, it's no secret. When you spend less money on running your business, you get to keep more money. It's just simple math.
Well, sure, but right now everything is more expensive. That's why smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle.
Yeah, so to reduce costs and headaches, run over to NetSuite by Oracle today. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system.
They bring accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth.
You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you got one unified business management suite.
Yeah, so you cost the maintain. Yeah. Okay. I had all this messed out and my line went away. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
Right. You smell toast right now. Are you okay?
You want to keep reading my lines? I'm okay.
Sure. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. You head to netsuite.com/MVR. Again, yeah. That's netsuite.com/MVR. Think we could use it.
Yeah. I should make sure I have the right copy in my hand before we start that. Yeah.
Yeah, the SR, that's Scott Robbins.
I got it now. Things got muddled.
Really?
Yes.
I couldn't tell. I don't think the audience felt it.
No. If it's going to screw up, it's going to be me, man. I guarantee you that.
David, you have a news update?
I do. On a much more serious note here, The Economist and YouGov has a new poll out, and they're asking people about what's happening in the war against Hamas. And the question is there a genocide in Palestine? Among Biden 2024 voters, 57% say yes.
Well, you can't stop that marketing train, can you?
Nope. Not if you're on the left. And the thing is, it's mostly the people who consider themselves to be liberal within the Democrat Party, which is taking over. I mean, it's 63% of liberals say yes, it's committing a genocide against Palestine. Moderate voters, 34%, think that. More conservative Democrats, it's 18%.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you've read several pieces about Democratic Party and the split and the divide, and you're going to see it over the next several months on this issue. I think more than we have in years. It's going to be pretty wild. All right, ready for Nimrods? Here we go.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dean.
It's Nimrods in the News on the Martley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrods in the News. Go to Toronto. Cops got a call the other night about a break-in. Person stole jewelry, clothing, sunglasses, prescription medication. Not cool. They also left something behind. Took a big old dump.
See?
And didn't flush.
It's DNA in there.
Oh, boy.
Trace that right back to you.
Could not believe it. And it says right in the story, didn't even have the courtesy to flush.
No. That alone should get you a couple years.
It's added on, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So anyway, cops then spotted a 22-year-old woman walking around in the victim's clothes. So it was a woman that did it. This massive dump.
Golly.
Holy mackerel.
Ah.
That makes it worse for you, doesn't it?
Yes.
And that's Nimrod's in the News.